Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? I hope that you are doing well. I hope that your weekend is going well. And as always, you're either having fun or relaxing or both. If you have been impacted by the hurricane or the tropical storm, I hope that you and your loved ones are safe and that you're fine and, you know, that you're able to get things back together and that there's not too much damage, because a lot's been going on, these hurricanes and everything, and so much damage has been happening. So my thoughts and prayers are for anyone who has been very devastatingly impacted, and I hope that, you know, if your home has been destroyed or anything of that nature, that you are able to, you know, get things back up and get back together. And the most important thing always is that you are safe. As long as you are there and you are safe and you are still healthy, then that is what matters the most. So guys, I checked my iTunes. I don't really check iTunes when it comes to, like, I have my podcast out in pretty much everywhere, basically. Like, I can barely even remember all the places that my podcast is distributed to, but I have my podcast everywhere. But the main, you know, apps and everything that people listen to podcasts or music or whatever would, of course, be like Spotify or iTunes or anything like that. And so I don't really check, like, for reviews or anything. Now, I would be very, very gracious and appreciative for your reviews and your ratings on wherever that you can do so. So that would be iTunes, and I know now Spotify, you can leave a rating. So if you are able to leave a rating, please, please, please leave a rating. You don't have to do a review if you don't want to, obviously, but just, you know, drop a rating real quick. It will help me immensely and help my podcast get out there more. I'm trying to grow and get out there more. I know this season probably wasn't the best because I wasn't as consistent, but I'm definitely working on going harder each time. I'm always trying to grow. I'm always trying to advance. I'm always trying to change something. If you've been with me from the very beginning, then you might know how many times I've exactly changed the art for my podcast. So I'm always trying to grow and switch things up. So if you can leave a rating or review, that is very much so appreciative. But I checked my iTunes, you know, just for to see any ratings, and I don't check, like, I never really check. And I think because, number one, it never comes to my mind for some reason to check. I'm not really sure why. I guess because in my mind, I'm like, no one's going to rate or review, right? So I never make it a priority to check or check often. But I just so happened to check, and of course, I didn't have any more ratings or reviews in the two that I already had. But I also decided to, I don't know, to check my episodes, I guess because iTunes tells you how popular an episode is. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I see that it tells you how popular an episode is. And so I check and I see that my last episode that I distributed was my 100th episode. Now, I literally had to, like, go up and go down, like, literally checking multiple times because I had to make sure that I'm saying this correctly. And I have put out 100 episodes, and I literally felt a way, sort of, because, like, if I would have known that was my 100th episode, I probably would have made a huge deal out of it. But regardless, I have put out 100 episodes, and, well, technically, I guess 101 now, with this episode being out, but I've put out over 100 episodes now, and it's so crazy that we're here. We're on the fifth season, and the fifth season will be coming to a close close soon because I do end my seasons in December and then I come back stronger and better than ever. So it's so crazy that the season's going to be ending soon. But you know, I'm on my fifth season and it's just so crazy to be here and have gone through with this as I have, because I literally hate my voice still. Editing, hate listening to my voice, but I haven't stopped, even though I've been a little bit inconsistent this season. I haven't stopped and I don't plan to stop, even though it's annoying literally having sounds everywhere fighting for some silence as I record. I still don't want to stop because the numbers, you know, they're showing that people are listening, and I am so appreciative for you guys for still being here, for listening, whether you came from the first season and you're still here, or you came in the middle of, you know, one of the seasons, like, thank you. Whether you even just came here this season, thank you for being here and for listening and just for sticking around for whatever the journey will be for this podcast, because I have no clue. Reality is, I have no clue. I have an idea of how I want it to go, along with how I want everything to go with the Black Princess Diaries brand in general, but I have no clue. But thank you for being here while I'm here and while it's here. And I appreciate you for letting me in your homes and your cars and wherever you are when you're listening to me. I appreciate that. So thank you. But you guys, I have to make a confession. So one thing that I told myself when I started blogging, I said that I would not get into or develop this quote unquote blogger personality. And you know, that's that, I don't know, it's almost like you seem perfect. That's that proper personality. Even it can be a content creator personality in general, but it's just, you seem, I guess, kind of proper. You seem, I wouldn't say perfect, but maybe perfect. You seem so preppy and hi. You know, it's just, there's a type of personality, and I feel like, especially in the blogger community, if you say a blogger personality, then typically bloggers know exactly what the type of personality that you mean. And I have to sadly confess that I think I've kind of let it get to me and take over me, and now I have it. And I won't say I hate it, but I dislike it. I don't like that. And I have to come clean and I have to be real with myself. And it's just like, because it's not me now. I do want to be professional and remain, you know, professional with professionalism and everything, especially when it comes to brands and everything, because I do want to work with them. But also, I still want to be me. And it's not like I'm not being me, but at the same time, it's like I'm being a little bit too much of a, I guess, proper version of me, as if I'm working in an office or I'm a receptionist or something. You know, if you know, when you have to do the switch, when you have to do the switch, if you know, it seems like that. And I don't want to feel like I have to do a switch, maybe a slight switch. Again, sometimes you have to play a part when you're working with brands and stuff a little bit, you know, it's life. But to overall have that consume me and have taken over me and to be that way, I personally don't like it. And I had to confess because I feel it and I know it. And now I have to figure out how to get rid of it. Maybe not all of it, but I need to get rid of some of it, because it's just, it's not fully me. And I don't like that. And it's not to say that who I am is someone that is just so super crazy and just really, really out there. And I can be crazy when I go staying with my friends and everything, but I'm still very introverted and shy and everything. And, you know, I want some of that personality that I am with my friends to come out within my brand and everything, because it's who I am. The Black Princess Diaries, it's me, it's who I am. I am the face of my brand. And I want to be able to show how crazy and silly and everything that I can be. Like, I love to dance, I love to go to the club a little bit, you know, I love a good margarita, okay? But I'm also very, you know, I can be very professional and everything too. And so it's like figuring out how to make those blend without the professionalism over consuming and without having the blogger personality taking over. And I'm like sending 1,000 exclamation points again. If you know, you know, with the exclamation points, it's It's like a joke. I've seen it on Twitter. It's like a joke with the blogger community. But it's like, how can I make this work, right? So I'm thinking, and it's like, I really do want to be more me, show myself more. And so I have to figure that out. But I said that to say this, and this is a quicker episode, I think, I'm sure. But I said that to say this, you know, when doing things like this, you have to work on not letting certain personalities consume you. And that can be easier said than done. As you see, I'm making this confession right now. That can be easier said than done because you blink in 1 minute, you're this totally different personality and you don't know how you got here. And so when doing something like this or even something else that might involve you to have a little more professionalism or to have moments where you might have to tone it down a little bit or maybe even amp it up a little bit because there are different personalities for different situations. But regardless, if you have to switch it up a little bit because life requires that sometimes, just remember to not let it consume you, not let something make you become someone that you're not or someone that you don't know who you are. Because if you do, you'll look in the mirror one day and you'll think, who is this person? And you won't like who you become. I know I feel like this just went from blogger personality to real deep, but it still applies the same way. You can look in the mirror and you won't realize who you become. So remember, no matter what you're doing, no matter what it involves, no matter if you have to switch it up, tone it down, regardless, don't let it change who you are. Always remember who you are. Remain who you are from beginning to end and keep that. And don't let it consume you where one day you'll look in the mirror and you'll be like, who is this person? And not only are you asking yourself that, you have others who've known you probably all your life and they're asking that too because they see it as well. So remember, don't let things change who you are. But also remember, if you've realized that you're not the same person that you used to be, and that could be in a good way or a bad way, but if it's in a bad way, remember that you can't change. If it's in a good way, then that's great. You should keep it and you should grow. Like, I don't think it's bad that, you know, I've become more, I guess I've developed the blogger personality, but at the same time, it is because that's not fully who I am. I am sweet. I am kind. You know, I do love a good exclamation point here or there, but it's not fully who I am. So it's like, it's a good thing and a bad thing. So now I have to figure out how to meet in the middle with both of them together. And so sometimes you have to figure out how to meet in the middle because sometimes that change could be both good and bad. So now you have to figure out, well, what do I have to do and how can I do it? But at the end of the day, make sure whoever you are, whatever person you are, it's someone that you are fully happy with and someone that you can stand to see when you look at the mirror and you enjoy looking at the reflection that looks back at you. If that makes sense. I'm not sure if that made any sense what I just said, but hopefully you did. But that is all for today, you guys. Again, have a happy Sunday. And again, sending all my love and prayers to anyone that has been affected by the hurricane or the tropical storm. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. Or if it's super hot where you are, because it's been like crazy hot in Georgia. But if it's oddly hot where you are, then stay cool. But other than that, I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TBPD Podcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.